This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says it's not ready to use the word pandemic as the coronavirus continues to spread. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Moving beyond Asia into Europe and the Middle East, the WHO's chief says it's concerning, but
using the word pandemic now does not fit the facts, but it may certainly cause fear.
Here in the U.S., Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says the semantics don't matter much.
We're not going to do anything different if you call it a pandemic or not.
He says work's continuing on several possible vaccines.
There are going to be a lot of shots on goal for a vaccine. Hopefully one or more of them will be successful.
The White House is preparing an emergency budget request to address the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is in India for a short visit. On Monday, he addressed a crowd of more than 100,000 people.
The United States and India are committed to working together to stop terrorists and to fight their ideology.
President Trump announced the United States will sign an agreement to sell $3 billion worth of U.S. helicopters and other equipment to India's military. Mr. Trump also promised the two countries will make among the biggest ever trade deals. India's prime minister said a resurgent India would present new opportunities for the United States. Protest groups on three eastern Greek islands have begun setting up blockades aimed at stopping the government from building new migrant detention centers. The groups on Lesbos, Chios, and Samos have received broad support on the islands, including from municipal authorities and farming associations. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.